First things first, where does the fundraising campaign stand with just a couple weeks left?
Well, first things first, yes, may I wholeheartedly thank the Macomb community and the surrounding communities and individuals who have so generously contributed to our fine cause here. With over 650 donations from individuals and corporations, we have now only about 94,000 left to go. And we have come so far, and, you know, that's such a commendable thing, but we still have a little bit of ways to go. And I am confident that we can accomplish this if everybody just, you know, gives in like they are waiting, I think, to the last moment to do. But this has truly been a grassroots effort. You know, we've received very generous donations, but yet we've been able to raise all we have with not, you know, like a six-figure contribution. And I think that is outstanding and says a lot for our Macomb community.
Does that surprise you that you haven't received like that one really huge donation?
Well, it does and it doesn't, quite honestly. You know, we were at the onset of the campaign, we were very hopeful that we could maybe receive, you know, a six-figure donation to sort of lead the way. But we understand how our community has been, you know, kind of under the gun from a lot of different worthy causes. So they are being very generous to have given all they've given, and, you know, we are grateful for that.
So if I'm doing the math correctly in my head, you've raised over $700,000 in a little more than 6 months, 7 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you only have 2 weeks left to raise another $94,000.
Yes.
So is anything special being done to try and finish this off?
Well, yes. We do have a few cards up our sleeves, so to speak. We are hoping that a few individuals that we haven't heard from do step forward still, and, you know, want to, you know, it's not uncommon for people to sometimes want to, you know, wait to that last minute. So we're hoping that comes through very positively. But we also do have a plan underway called Jump in June. And I don't know if everybody has seen their papers, but Dr. Emily Hunter Fields and her half-sister, Sandra Mosley, are spearheading, I should say, Jumping June, which is an effort to raise our last virtually $100,000 through a series of events going on between now and June 25th. And there is a number of activities I'd like to be able to promote today about that. And in addition to that, there's also on the 19th at the library on the second floor, we are having an antiques roadshow. And that will be, again, on June 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. on the second floor of the library. And for a $5 donation, you can bring in, you know, grandma's ring or, you know, Uncle Ben's clock or something like that, and have it appraised. And I think that's a very exciting opportunity that we have. And we hope that, you know, we can just barely, you know, keep all the people from standing and coming in to donate their $5. Or, of course, if you're willing and you want to give more than a $5 donation, please know that we'd be oh so happy to accept that. You know, we hope that there's just standing room only for that.
Is there any chance of getting the deadline extended? If you're really close come the deadline, is there any chance the state will give you a little bit of extra time?
To my knowledge, there is no exception to that. So we are going to do what needs to be done to achieve that. Yes, the state is very clear about seeing what is in our bank account, in our funds, come June 30th. And should we not have met our goal, we are out of luck. So I don't know if people are under the impression that perhaps we've already met our goal, but we have not. We still need that last, say, $94,000 to bring us over the top and secure that wonderful grant. Really, I don't know ever if an opportunity to receive $2.4 million in grant money will ever come again to Macomb for the library in this way. So we really want to take advantage of it, and I encourage everyone to make that tax-deductible contribution to the Macomb Public Library Capital Campaign. So, yes, that's the answer there, Ridge.
Yeah, and so what are you telling people? That, I mean, we're so close right now.
Yes.
Well, what are you telling them?
Well, I want to encourage them to participate in these activities that are going on for Jump in June. And if I could maybe get into that in a second too, but there are also, you know, so many people have told me, oh, yeah, I keep meaning to send you a check, but I haven't done it yet. Well, this is the time. You got to get the checkbook out and write it, because, yes, we are down to the nitty-gritty. So, but as far as the things for Jump in June, I wanted to emphasize it's a series of events. And the first thing I'd like to encourage everybody to do is that on June 17th, at Hainlein Theater, we are going to have a Sing Macomb Sing rehearsal. And we encourage everyone out there who sings to come to Hainlein. And from 7 to 9:30, we're going to have a big rehearsal for a concert which will perform on June 24th, which is 1 week later. And the concert will be at Hainlein as well. It will be from 7 to 9 p.m., $5 donation to get in. And if you like to sing, we are going to have a fabulous repertoire of really worthy songs. And Sandra Mosley will be conducting this. And it'll be a great performance, and we encourage everybody to come for that. June 21st, Sandra Mosley is going to be presenting a concert play called The Diary of a Private Woman. It will be that Friday, the 21st, from two performances, one at 3 and one at 7 p.m. And again, that will be at Hainlein. And then also, on the 23rd of June, we have The Great Roberto with Robbie the Magician giving a performance at the Amtrak station. And that will be June 23rd again, Sunday at 2 p.m. I guess I jumped ahead of myself. June 22nd, also, I want you to be aware, is that the Alfonso Simpson Gospel Fest will be happening. And that will be at COFAC at Western Illinois University from 7 to 9, again, June 22nd. And that will be a fabulous festival of gospel music. And again, all of these events are only $5 to get in. And we just encourage everyone to come out and show their support for the library. It'll give you another great reason to explore Macomb, and you'll be supporting the library for a good cause as well. So that's some of the things going on.
I'm sure every single dollar helps, but it's going to take a lot of $5 donations to get to $94,000, isn't it?
That is true. In addition to these, we've been trying to encourage multiple families throughout the community to every day be having what we call little hot dog fests. So, you know, the idea is that you invite 20-plus friends over, charging them each $5 to come eat hot dogs with you. And, you know, if you have 10 people doing that one night, I mean, and they're inviting 20 people that night, that's, well, you know, 20 times 5 is $100, times 10 is $1,000 a night. Potentially you could be doing that. So these are, in addition to them, you know, being modest in contribution, we are hoping that people give more than just the, you know, minimum contribution of $5. But in addition to that, what we're trying to do is involve all of the community. Sometimes, you know, there are those in our community that do not perhaps feel as involved as they could be, and this gives everybody an opportunity at every level to participate. And we hope that we'll encourage those perhaps with larger pocketbooks to really see how we are struggling to make this last $94,000 and come forward. Again, we do have some larger potential contributors out there that we hope will come forward during this last stretch.
Well, what is the deadline?
June 30th.
Okay.
It's a Sunday. So we're hoping that, you know, come forward like Thursday or Friday would even be better, you know. So we're just hoping that it all works out. We're feeling very confident, though. We can do it.
I know you're trying to get the entire community involved in this fundraising campaign. How would you say the library benefits the different parts of the community, all types, all factions of the community?
Well, you know, I guess I'm very grateful to having had this opportunity to promote the library and gaining its funds, because it has educated me quite a great deal about all the fabulous services that our library does offer. You know, not only do we provide, you know, references and information and resources, but we also have outreach services to, say, our nursing homes. You know, somebody in a nursing home can call and request a book, and we deliver it to them, which is an incredible service. We have our rail service, which allows us to get books that we don't have here in the Macomb Library from other libraries that we're connected with in the state. In addition to that, the Macomb Public Library is truly the only source for this area where you can access internet free, totally free of charge. And we realize that there are many families out there that is not within their budget to have a computer plus internet service. Pardon me. So this is a real asset to our community that we provide. And the fact that we have received money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to purchase computers that are, of course, so much in need, and the fact that we don't have the space to even, you know, get them working is just amazing to me. So this addition to our library is such a worthwhile thing for our community. It will, you know, not only increase the sheer size, of course, of our library, but it will be such an asset to us in terms of bringing other businesses and other fine individuals here to continue Macomb's growth.
Yeah, you think the expansion also extends the life of the current building of the library?
Yes. You know, there will be basically another 10,000 square foot addition onto our current library. But in addition to that, it will renovate the existing component that's there. So lots of opportunity there.
All right. Anything else you want people to know about this?
Well, let me tell you one other thing. There is a very generous man who is donating Stoney's barbecue sauce, which you can buy it for $10 a jar, and $5 of that will go to the library. And it's fabulous sauce. You can put it on shrimp, barbecue, whatever you'd like. And if you would like to get a hold of that, you can call me on my cell phone, 309-331-4133. But better yet, call Sandra Mosley at 309-833-2013. And we really hope that that is another ancillary project going on that will increase, add to the pot even more so. We just encourage you, we know there are people out there that are still thinking, oh, yeah, I have to write my check to the library fund. Please do it now. We can't tell you. This is the deadline, June 30th. We need you to write the check now. Add another zero if you want. We would be so grateful for that. And We thank you very much for your support. If you've already given, and if you have already given, you know what? It's a new tax year. You can give again and have another tax deduction for your 2013. So we appreciate everyone's generosity and encourage you to give again.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much, Rich. We appreciate it.